listening to?
To another episode of Mad Chatter.
Oh no.
Happy T-minus 4 weeks till Pratty's having a baby. Is that right? Is it four or five?
Well, five technically, because I'm 35 weeks today and you're meant to go to 40 weeks.
But I wonder if you'll go late.
I know, but knowing my personality, I'm not very patient. So will I go late or will I go early?
Wow.
I don't think you get to choose what happens.
My personality impacts my birthday. My birth date. It is such a weird feeling though that kind of like from now, would they say from 37 weeks, you're technically like full term. So in like 2 weeks' time, like there would not be anything like surprising if I happened to have a baby. But then it also could be 5 weeks. So you're like, well, that's a long amount of time. Variables, if that makes sense. Baby.
Yeah. And you love that. You love waiting in line.
Correct.
Oh, that's a 2 week waiting in line.
That's torture. Send me home.
The longer the baby stays in, the more baby content and bouncing on the exercise ball we get.
Facts.
No, I'm mortified now because Sophie Garvin told me that the whole Vixens team were just laughing at that video of me just bouncing on the ball. And I was like, oh, thanks, that's really funny, but also I'm embarrassed.
No.
And I said, no more TikToks. And then what did I do? 2 days later, post the TikTok.
Oh, no, I really enjoyed your next transition one. I feel like it had, like, it was great. It was very engaging. Oh.
Okay, thanks, Matt. I really did, like, when I was choosing my transition, I was like, which one would Maddie Turner approve?
No, very engaging. I liked it.
So you have time on your hands while you got time to choose transition videos.
I know. I'll, like, show them to Daniel when he gets home and he'll be like, so this is what you do when I'm at training and working and you just sit. And then when you tell me you haven't had time to do something, I'm like, yeah.
You're carrying a baby in your stomach. You can do whatever you want.
Correct. I can TikTok till the tap cows come home.
If that's what makes you happy, do it.
Thank you.
Just on the baby stuff, last week when I was live texting you the game, and I don't think you realized when you signed up for live texting, I literally was like, Turn has pass ball, Smith has catch ball. You were like, I'm in the midst of a birthing class, and you were just like, oh my god, there's so much drama in this class, I have to save it for the pod. So can we just like get this, because I've been waiting to hear the story all week, so can we start there please?
Okay, so for starters, I lived for your updates because I was in the trenches. Well, just for starters, I thought in the beginning it was a bit of like, what's going to happen today? It was like we were all sort of like waiting outside, like locked out of the room. There were only like three other people there. So I was like, oh, my God, we have such a small class. The midwife comes in, lovely to be fair, though, but it was her first time doing it, and so she couldn't work any of like the tech. So we had no PowerPoint, no nothing. But like at the start, I was like, that's fine because there's only going to be a small group. But then it was like classic. Like you get there on time, but then everyone kind of like rolls in late. Like whatever. Anyway, all kind of okay, but just like a bit of a long process to get started. And again, you know what my patience is like. I'm like, already this day was meant to go from like 9:30 till 3:30. It was like a Saturday, and it was like, yeah, I know. And it was like one of the sunniest days, like the nicest days we've had here. Daniel was playing as well, so he couldn't come. So that was the first annoying thing, was that like all of the birthing classes that we could get into on weekends, and he plays every weekend. So I'm there as like a single mum, and I'm thinking like, I could be at the cricket right now. I could be like doing other things. Anyway, so everyone's also the time like, rolling in.
People being late as well. It's like, where's your high performance behaviours? Like surely you're like, come on.
No, like I was there at 9:15 at the door, ready to go. I even got the bus there because I didn't want to drive and have to try and find a park.
I didn't realize this was like a whole school day. I thought it was like a 2 hour class.
No, I don't know whether I just like booked. It's kind of been confusing because there's all these different ones you can do. But I think because we obviously got here quite late, they like a lot of booked out. And this is just the one that like the hospital runs. So I think some people will like pay for like a private one or like do a separate one. This is just like a free NHS one, which again was fine. But now I've actually got access to like an online thing. So I don't know if I'll go to another one. Anyway, long story short, we get going and it's just like that funny dynamic. Like I almost like likened it to like an episode of White Lotus where they have kind of like every different like walk of life of like personalities. It was like very like diverse and like a really fun way, like lots of like different like nationalities, like some Spanish couples, South American couple, like really like cool mix and stuff. But Anyway, and I'm just going to also say, I hope these people aren't listening because I have realised that we do have a UK audience because I had someone, firstly, I had someone come up to the cricket at me the other day and was like, oh my God, my girlfriend loves your podcast. But also, Georgia, if you're listening, I think I told you guys about this, that when I was telling the story about Georgia and Lola, she messaged me being like, oh my God, you can call her whenever you want. And then I was mortified because I was like, oh my God, people actually listen to this podcast. So if whatever your name was from the podcast is listening, sorry, from the birth class is listening, shame on you. Anyway, so a bit of an interesting couple to start off with. And again, if I'm offending anyone by saying what I'm going to say, like, bad luck, it just blame the hormones and the baby rain. So just for starters, was one of those kind of like men that just kind of spoke on behalf of his partner the whole time. Like she, again, I have no idea how old they were, but she, to the naked eye, looked a lot younger than he did, and was quite timid and shy, and he was very willing to contribute. Anyway, it all started off with the talk about the hospital, and like she was talking us through what happens when you get there, blah, 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 blah. First issue he had was the fact that the partners are only allowed to stay one night overnight with the wife, like the whoever's giving birth, which at the end of the day is like, it's mainly because there's not enough room. There's only a chair for them to sleep in. It's like, if there's an issue with the birth and you have to stay longer anyway, you probably get put into a different section, in which case like he could stay in that. But he's going off his chops about the fact that he's only allowed to stay one night. And it's like, oh, arguing with his midwife, who, like, bless her, has no control over the hospital systems.
Exactly what I was thinking. I'm like,
exactly.
Is he a CEO of the hospital? Like,
no, she's like an innocent midwife who I actually think is like a community with midwife. So now her job is more to like go around after the birth anyway. So she probably wouldn't even be there at the hospital. And she's kind of trying to explain that he's going, oh, so it's a quota system then. It's all about like how many people can fit in the hospital, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, well, kind of, but also like it's just the best process for this. Like we like to get you guys home earlier. And anyway, so that was sort of a bit of like a, okay, he's going to be one of those people that's willing to share his mind.
Oh my God, I'm just picturing like if Daniel was there with you though, like yes, that would have been a chaos.
Like, the whole time
you were by yourself.
Literally, that was the whole thing. The whole time, all I could think, and I think I was like texting Daddy, being like, "Thank God you're not here, because you would either have walked out or you would be in a fist fight with this guy." That's all I kept thinking. But then also that kind of case of like, I wish someone else was here to experience this with me. Like even the girl next to me, we were just like looking at each other like, "What's going on?" That was like, you know, okay, whatever. Maybe he's just a bit nervous, a bit on edge. The next bit, he goes, they start talking about, and again, this might be TMI, but like the different part, like types of intervention that you can possibly have. And like sometimes there's forceps, sometimes there's like the suction and all that sort of stuff. And he was saying how he has been having these arguments, surprise, surprise, with his midwife. So like you get like your own midwife that you go to all your different appointments with, his midwife, not their midwife, not his partner's midwife. It's like, no offense, but she's not your midwife.
Is this the American couple?
No, this guy was English, so yeah. Anyway, and then he goes, oh, well, I was having this argument with my midwife because I know what I'm talking about because I work in construction. So I know how it works when a baby's going to be coming out and you've got a suction coming thing, like, you know, pulling the head one way, there's got to be something going the other way, and then something's got to give in the middle section. And like he's being super graphic about it, like using all hand gestures and like going on about how much he knows what he's talking about because he works in construction. And like we all actually like we're like almost like laughing because we're like, he cannot be serious that he's like comparing the two,
mansplaining the birth.
Seriously, and like the way that like he's like pulling, so it's like that ad, like, you know, with the and I grabbed my thing and my head went that way and my legs went that way. It was like he was kind of reenacting that, and it got to the point that with the midwife actually got quite like effect because she said, oh, you know, there's a lot of work we do around like the language that's used in relation to like giving birth, and it's meant to be quite like a positive you know, experience and positive language use, and like a lot of people here in this room could be quite like anxious and like highly like sensitive to the things we're talking about, and so we never like to use the words pain, or we never like to like do what he did essentially. And he just didn't get it. He just kept going, oh, I'm just explaining, I'm just saying that like when something's pulling this way and something's pulling this way and all this. Oh, and it was like at that point everyone was just like, okay, this guy has actually lost it.
Oh my god, the partner.
I know. And that was the problem, is like a few scenarios happened where even like, I think I'll do like a birth plan and stuff. And he was like, well, we haven't been able to do that yet. And then the midwife goes to the partner, oh, like, have you not gone through that yet with your like midwife? And she's like, oh no, like I have. And so it just sort of showed that he had no idea. He either like hasn't been to all the appointments, which is fine, but he also just like was someone that would just say things but didn't actually know the facts. And then he started asking if they were able to get an ambulance to get to the hospital. And she's trying to explain, like, well, like giving birth is not actually technically like an emergency. Like, if everything's going, like, obviously, if there's complications and issues and stuff, like, of course, you can call an
But he wants
ambulance.
to use
But
it like an Uber service. Like, he
yes,
wants like the front row.
he literally was saying that
Direct
because they were
LA.
Know if they have parking, could be kind of hard at this hospital and stuff. And so he's trying to ask about getting an ambulance. And then like this other guy in the like class is trying to say like he'd had sort of like a something happened to him where he needed an ambulance but couldn't get one because they'd gone to like other, and so he was trying to explain like, no, like we need to save the ambulances for like real. And then again he's going on about like the system and the politics of it and like what do we
Oh
have this
my
healthcare system
God.
for.
How did
And
you
then like later
last?
on, no, so do you know what I ended up doing by the end? Is like, so I ended up like having to kind of like, you know, my personality, like
Here
he
we
would
go.
start
Here we
asking
go.
something. I would just start kind of like interrupting and asking the midwife like a different question, like not like super obviously, but like as he started to like ramble and I could tell that like the midwife didn't really know how to respond, I would sort of like intercept with like a different question, kind of like relating to something similar. Just to get it away from him. But one of the guys in the class actually had a go at him because he would sort of just like tune out as well. Like there was like a bit where I think she was talking for ages about if he had to get induced or something. And she'd been talking about it for about half an hour. And he obviously just hadn't been listening. And then he literally just goes something like, so what happens if you need to get induced? And this guy turns to him and goes, like, are you serious, mate? Like, and he goes, what? He's like, she has just been talking about this. And he's like, oh no, but I just mean like what happens if this happens and this and this and this and this. And then he's going on about like big pharma and like the pharmaceutical companies and like interesting. And I was like, is this for real? Like this is honestly a reality. And this guy next to him, I could tell he just like, you know, his body language, he's like slowly just turning away from this guy.
Oh my
Oh God.
Lord.
And then like I think something happened at like, there's been like a lunch break, and then I saw him and his partner kind of go to like a separate area whereas everybody else kind of went down to like go for like to get their lunch and that. And then when we came back, he kind of like didn't really ask any questions and like even sort of said something like, no, nah, I'm not asking anything anymore and that. So I
Yeah,
was like, oh
good.
thank God, she must have actually said
Oh,
something
how
to me.
embarrassing for her.
Oh, it
What a
was seriously
douche.
like even like one of the couples left after lunch because I think that they were so like done with him. I was like,
Oh my
oh,
God,
it was just like
Daniel would have blown like.
seriously, I don't know how Daniel would have coped. Like he would have either like just like pissed himself, or he would have like fought the guy, or he would have just left.
Were you close to actually like confronting him?
Well, the bits that really annoyed me were the bits where he wasn't like he obviously wasn't listening, and like the poor midwife, you could tell like it happened like on about three occasions, and like you could tell she was too nice to sort of like say, I've actually already answered that kind of thing, and like fair enough. Someone zones out for a minute, like that happens sort of thing. But the fact that it happened on so many occasions and he then like made this big hoo-ha about the questions he was asking, that was when I then started to get a bit like and kind of started to ask a few, like, you know, sort of interrupt a bit. But like it got to the point where I sort of just like had to laugh at him to kind of be like, you're not doing the right thing or making
What a
any
psycho.
sense.
That's wild.
And I was like, no, in our luck, they'll be like the couple that are like in the bed next to us when we go into labor.
Actually, that is such, yeah,
That
I
would be
can see that
hilarious.
happening.
I would just, oh, I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do. And if you're listening, just pull your head in, mate.
Thanks for ruining the experience for everyone, doll.
Seriously. But then in a way, it kind of made it because I was like, you cannot script this shit. I was like sitting there. I think I was like thinking about it being like, two guys having a fight. So much is going on. Like, I've got the live netball scores like popping up on my phone. I was like,
Now,
I've got
and I felt
entertainment
awful.
left, right, and center.
No,
No,
my
I was
I think.
living for your update.
Meanwhile,
I
I'm
live my
going.
favorite.
Oh, Swift's up by 10. Swift. They've come back. Swift down by 2. Swift's back. Swift super shot. Swift. Like it's
It
now. I feel
was
awful.
so good. No, my favorite thing was the Snapchat after the game ends, and it was just like, you guys might have won a netball game, but I've witnessed two people fighting for a whole day of
Yes.
birthing class.
Yeah, I was like, who knows better? You guys have done great and, you know, really exerted yourselves and achieved great things, but have you done what I've done?
Patience, you've learned patience.
That was probably like the day that was like oh, how my life has changed. Like, usually I would have been, like, you know, at Ken Rosal Arena getting ready to get on court. Meanwhile, I'm sitting in a birthing class on the other side of the world with, oh, an obnoxious man.
That's not it.
That feels like a really polite way to put it.
I think I used a few other words when I was texting, telling people who we were.
I don't know. For some reason, when you said fight to me, I thought, like, people were punching on.
Yeah, I probably did put a bit of mayo on that. It was no.
Oh, no, it wasn't mayo. It was, but I was
no,
like.
No, I feel like mansplaining is, like, bad.
But guys, in his defense, he does know what he's talking about because he works in construction.
So true. Okay, so we just briefly touched on it. Nettie, we haven't talked Nettie. We tried to do a potty last week. It was a bit dramas logistically, and then I thought I was dying, so nothing out of the usual for me. But should we have a tipping update while we're here?
You did send your tips in still.
Yes, we still did that.
We did. I meant to post them, but I forgot.
That's okay. I've got the tips, but, like, I just – how are we scoring it? I couldn't remember what we said. Because if it's like, say you say 5 bears by 2 and media Maddie says 5 bears by 4, like, who gets the...
Maybe we should get 1 point for getting it right and then 1 point for whoever's closest to the score. And then I think Maddie, you said, if you're over,
yeah, closest to that going over.
So say I said 2 and
what if
Maddie
you're both
said 4.
Over?
Well, then 1 point each.
Okay.
Yeah, just
you reckon?
Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So there's 2 points up for grab every game.
Because at the moment.
Yeah. I think we both tipped exactly the same teams last week. Though.
You
think
tipped
that's really
the same teams,
confusing.
But you did different points, and I would have to do the maths another time.
Okay. That's,
and then
that's
maybe,
okay.
Maybe we can have, like, a score update. I'll keep it a secret until halfway through or something.
Yeah, love that. But how many did we actually get right? Do you know?
Firebirds.
Yep.
Swifts.
Yay.
T-Birds.
Yay.
And Vixens.
Oh, we got 4.
4 for 4, baby.
Yep. I think I'm 8 from 8.
Woo!
You are 8 from 8.
Ah! Mate.
Yeah.
This girl. Get her back in the netball world.
Had a very quick look at this weekend's games and I'm stumped on a couple. Shall we go through them?
Yeah.
Actually, can we quickly ask Turner, how do you feel about the fact that it's a split round already?
Is it a split round?
Yeah, there's only 2 games this week.
Oh.
So 2 teams have a bye and then the Swifts have a bye next week. I think you guys have got it better because you play 3 and then a bye.
100%. I feel like the girls that are playing, or teams that are playing 2 and then having a break is kind of, like, random. Look, I understand logistically why and numbers-wise viewers over long weekends. Like, I get the whole reasoning why. And I do think a bye weekend's, like, a good idea to have. Obviously, it would be ideal more in the middle of the season, but take what you can get, you know?
I also guess in, like, other sports, like the footy codes, like, some teams have a bye first round. Like, it's just the way that the draw works kind of thing. I definitely think, though, you guys, like, I feel like to play 2 games and then have to have a week off, it almost, like, stumps your momentum sort of thing. But I guess if you're also a team that hasn't had, like, a very good start, you're probably like, all right, refresh, re-go. Like, it's not a huge deal. And also nice if you get this weekend off because it's Easter, but then also good for you guys because it means that you get to kind of, like, stay in Adelaide for longer.
Yeah, I feel like there's pros, cons both ways.
Very diplomatic.
Shall we just get for the next 4 games and just across the split?
Yes.
Yeah, I reckon. Okay, hit me.
In case we don't have another one.
Turner, have you got the game?
I can get the games up, you betcha. All right, Swift. That's Team Girls Cup. That doesn't help me.
Throwback.
Mavs versus Giants.
Ooh.
This is tough. Because
game of the round,
it's in Melbourne.
Mavs are missing people, and
missing people.
I think
Sasha Glasgow's out.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
because I think she hurt herself in the end of the game against you guys.
They said calf tightness is arbo.
I guess
got another
TP. Being extra cautious.
They've got Unique in and another TP. Another
Sasha McDonald.
Oh, she's good.
Yeah, she's played before. Like, for the Vixens training partner, wasn't she?
Yeah, she can shoot long.
And I think Unique did really well at Team Girls Cup in goal attack. Yeah.
What's stumping me? Because Giants have been interesting the last couple of weeks because I feel that with the right team on, they've got a bad young team there.
I agree. I actually thought they played – did they play Vixens last week? Like, I thought they actually nearly Yeah, like there were moments where I was like, oh, this could go either way.
Yeah,
I'm going to go Mavs. So...
You went Mavs? I thought you were trying to play each other up to see who would go first.
Yeah,
no, I don't know who to...
I'm going to go Mavs by four. I reckon it's going to be a close one, but Mavs by four. And yep. Did you say it's in Melbourne, Maddie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I will go Mavs as well because I think their bench may be a little bit... They've got a little bit more there to offer. And I will go two.
Ooh. You guys are doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah, all the same difference as well. Oh, funny.
That'll be an interesting game. Okay. So when's that? Saturday or Sunday?
That is on Sunday at 2.
And then you guys...
Is it both games this weekend or Sunday? Which is also kind of random, but I get for the weekend.
All right.
Next game, T-Birds versus Swifts in Adelaide.
This is game of the round.
This is game of the year.
Game of the year. God. We're early on, boys.
This could be GF for me.
It could 100%. Swifts by... Oh, I'm like tossing up between like 2 and 6.
Four?
I did four for the last one. All right, but I'll go four again. Swiss by four. Two or have six.
Thunderbirds had any changes or they're still rocking and rolling with everybody?
Still rocking and rolling. Yeah, see, that's where I got myself in trouble in the first round because I had all these, you know, predictions that players were going to be out and stuff, and then the whole team was the same.
Okay. And Swiss, no changes either?
No.
Okay. Grace v. Shamira, hot netball.
Hot girl Nettie.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go Swiss by one.
Ooh, tight one.
Yep. That's good.
Quality Easter Sunday.
It's also in Adelaide.
Get your chockies.
Lightning and Firebirds.
This is also hard.
I agree. It's in Sunny Coast.
We need to talk about the Firebirds controversy. Have you been reading it all on Twitter?
Juicy.
Oh, no. I haven't been. What's on Twitter?
Oh, just like everyone, the people that I had coming up on my Twitter are not very happy with the coach's caption. And then there was also the stuff that, like, Geitsy and Rav put out and stuff.
Basically being like, culture's great here. What are y'all talking about?
Yeah.
That's
people are saying.
Other people's feelings. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's why it is tough because, like, obviously if you're in that inner sanctum, you want to kind of protect the team, but then you also can't disregard the fact that somebody's mental health was at risk last year and now. Yeah. So I think it's very tricky. I feel like, whoever that media advisor is needs to tell people to put a lid on it for a little while.
So who are you voting for?
I'm
still going to go Firebirds.
Oh, you're going to go Firebirds. See, I'll make it interesting. I'll go Lightning.
Where is it? Yeah.
In Sunny Coast.
Now I'm going Firebirds by 6.
Do they have to put their team in this week?
No, because I don't think so, only because I just saw the Super Netball graphic before, and now that makes sense why they were like, NA, NA, NA for so many teams. I was like, why is everything's being dodgy? And then I've just learned around. Sorry, I've been in NRL land this week, guys. This is out of my league this week.
Allowed.
I'll go by 4.
Alrighty. And then our last game is Vixens versus Fever. Will Janelle be back?
Oh, can she be back by next week?
I think technically.
Okay, we've got less than a minute. I was going to say Vixens as the most confident tip of the round, but I don't know about Janelle. Okay,
would they have had to have their team list in too?
No.
Because they didn't have any changes. Oh, okay.
I'm going to go Vixens. Oh. Vixens by 4.
I'm going Fever by 3.
Nice. Drop. I'll let you guys know when we get to round 7. Because I'm just writing it down blindly and I'm not looking about Luke. It's going to be hard to do the math.
Sorry, might sound a little disjointed, people, but we're doing the best we can with Zoom making us its enemies. So just to continue on some netty chat, last week, let's just jump back to Turney for a sec. Turney.
For a second, your first home game of the season. I personally loved my viewing experience with your parents.
So happy for you.
They're so lovely. They're so lovely. Talk us through, how did it feel to be back home with the Whoop? God, the Whoop is fun.
I really enjoy the Whoops. The Whoop is fun. It just looks so cool as well.
Is it happening during game time, or is it just before you guys start playing? Hey.
Yeah, before and then half time. To be honest, I might do it more because it's like it gets the crowd going.
Yeah, it's fun.
I had a message from Kath Tetley. Sorry, Turner. Like, so Kath Tetley, for context, was our old GM, who actually, like, it was her idea. Well, like, her idea to bring it into netball. And she, like, messaged me. She's like, oh, my God, like, how emotional with the first home game. And well, I was like, yeah, they had the Whoop Towers in your honour. And she was like, oh, my God. Like, she was, like, obsessed. She was like, it makes me so happy.
Yeah. Oh. It just, like, it, I feel like it just revs the crowd up. And it's just, like, it's really cool. Just, like, it just looks cool. It looks, like, big.
Yeah, it does look big.
But I'm glad you got into it, and you brought your brother.
Yeah, my little brother's first live netty experience. Oh, actually no, I think he'd been to a Giants game because he's best mates with Sophie Dwyer's brother. Weird.
Random.
Yeah, but he enjoyed it. Was Team Swifts. He was Team whoever was going to win. But
way to sit on the fence, brother.
Yeah, but now he's like
Matthew John Bradman,
Matthew John Stephen Mark, Xavier. Actually, is his confirmation name? No, his confirmation name is Ignatius.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
He's ridiculous. We were just touching him on this before we started the record again, and there's a lot of chat going on, which I'm kind of like all here for, about the getting rid of the three cheers for blah 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 rah rah rah.
Rah, rah, rah.
I want
rah,
people's rah. Thoughts and feelings, because I never liked it. But yeah, I'm not important, so talk to me.
Because we were on the, like, we talked about an AMPA, that's where it first got brought up, about getting rid of it. And I feel like our team was very much like, we don't care. Like, doesn't, yeah. We're not, yeah, very attached or anything like that. Yeah. But then I've learned, which I did not realize, people did it growing up. Did you know that? Yeah, see, I've never done it.
We did it for, like, I don't think it was ever at, like, club level, but I think as soon as you got to, like, any sort of, like, competitive thing, we did it growing up.
Yeah, see, like, I don't remember ever doing it. Like, and I feel like a lot of people did it as, like, kids did it growing up, like, from...
Yeah. Three cheers for the umpire. Yes, well, we used to be, like, in our little songs at the end, I think. It was, like, three cheers for the umpire.
But we used to, when we won, we used to sing our team song in front of the other team. That's what we used to do. And I was like, oh,
wait. Like, you just sung in a circle, or you like hark at it?
No, it was like the one where you'd hold the bibs and you'd have the bibs, like, it'd be like,
that's
it. Like,
that's an original experience.
Yeah, Ego, everywhere.
Oh my God. Okay.
That one?
Yeah, that's the one.
Like, turn up the radio. What do you hear?
What do you hear? Hamilton, give us a cheer.
Yeah. Wow, so we never that in.
I think that's why I personally was not attached to it, because I didn't grow up doing it, because I was busy cheering in the other teams.
Yeah.
That is so true.
And it didn't feel weird not to do it as well, the first game. Like, it was like you shake hands and you're like, well, like, it wasn't like, yeah.
Yeah, I think the only time that I like it is if it's like
then, a milestone.
Like, you know, I don't really like, yeah, it's like, it's an opportunity. Say something happens, like someone in the other team, it's like an opportunity for you to acknowledge that, or like if there's been an injury, or if like something's happened, it's like a good opportunity to do that. But I didn't like the three cheers for the umpires,
I can't talk because I'm not like in this world, but like the coming together at the end to be like, hey, congrats, or what a great game, blah blah, that has no issue for me. The little rah 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 thing, that's where it gets just like, for me, as an onlooker, it's just a little bit like, oh, this just is, it's icky, it's a little bit like.
And also, you can acknowledge the other team in other ways. Like, you see in, like, other sports, they're not doing it. Like, the rugby league players, the AFL players. Yeah. Exactly. And that's when you would go up to someone individually and say congrats, or hope you're okay.
Yeah, so I think we're doing that anyway. It's going to naturally happen. So I feel like, it didn't feel weird. But, apparently other states, do it from when they grow up.
I think it...
Well, there you have it. Weird. They're doing it wrong.
Now you're setting the precedent.
Exactly. But now looking back at my childhood, I'm like, ooh, that wasn't very nice that we did that.
But I thought that's what it was. It was so like cutthroat. Like I'll never forget. Like it made those like grand finals so much more intense. Like
because you got to sing your song.
Yes, and then the teams just standing there like looking so sad, crying to their parents, and we're like, and we'll shout loud at 2, 4, 6, 8.
That's
we
wild.
They build them tough in SA. Mental resilience.
Speaking of netball in different parts of the world, see what I did there. Proudy, just a quick little recap of your experience at the Netty over there, because you went for the first time last week.
Yes, I did. It was actually first time for a few things. It was the first time I've ever played a game in Brighton, so down south where I am. So I think they used to have a team that was like in this area, and then when they've redone like they're sort of remodeling this year, they got rid of it, or maybe it's not been there for a while. Anyway, no games been played. Super game, netball game has been played there. So I was like, perfect opportunity. It worked out so well as well because Gemma Donahue was coming over to play for London Mavs that game. It was really cool. Like it was definitely different. Like it's definitely not as like professional as our league, even just in terms of like the venue, the way that it's all like run and stuff. And I'm not going to like upset anyone by saying this, because I feel like everyone was there. Yeah. Like I sat next to a lady who like manages a lot of the players and knows a lot of the players in Australia. And like, it's, they're sort of trying to replicate everything we do, but still just like that little bit behind. Like even, it was quite funny. Like I got a message when I got there. Well, like it was like an hour before I was meant to be there or whatever, like an email from the person that had got me the tickets being like, by the way, are you okay to do like an interview when you get to the game? I was kind of like, oh, okay. And then it was literally to the point of like, I was, and it was like the weather here is so confusing. I had like a singlet on, but like a puffer jacket, because it was like, it's always so hot inside but cold outside. As I get inside, I'm like holding my puffer jacket, got my bag over me, got my belly out, like big pregnant lady. And I'm like waddling over and I'm like, oh yeah, I think we're going to go over here to do the interview. And it was literally like, I'm walking onto the court. And she's like, and we've got Maddie Proud with us here. Like, I didn't even get an opportunity to like put my stuff down. I'm like holding my gear. I'm like, I don't know where to look. Like, it wasn't on TV. It was just like, the people in the stadium.
That was quite funny.
But I know they've had a lot of issues. Like I've seen a lot on Twitter, like with all their broadcasts and stuff. Mm. And it's a bit sad in a way, because they're like, they're really trying to take this like next step and make it more professional, but it seems like it's kind of gone a bit backwards. We were really lucky though, the game that we were at, because I think there's been a lot of blowouts and there's been a lot of injuries. There's always been a lot of bad injuries. But the game that we were at literally went down to like super shot on the buzzer. They use a super shot, like for 5 minutes, they did not take a 1-point shot. Like it was insane. Really? Like it was, yeah, like they just, it's like a super shot up, and they all like can shoot, like they don't miss. Like it was pretty entertaining. Like the scores were like quite low scoring at the start, and then by the end of the game, it was high because it was like 2-2-2. But it showed like Gemma Donahue was really smart. Like she was playing goal defense and like kind of like allowed them to shoot a one like right at the end, and it just showed that like her having played in that environment for longer, then meant that her team could go, it was a draw, and then her team went and won by one. So that were like the only 1-pointers were shot like right at the end. But the weirdest thing that they do is when the super shot.
Oh, is that what that's for? I was about to say,
I was like triggered by when we played in Adelaide. I was like, it's a blackout. But like, they literally like, it's like, it goes and like the lights flash off and they go dark for like, it's not like it's a split second. It's like long. Dark for like a long time. And they start playing music. And the lady that I was sitting with was telling me that like, they didn't actually even tell the players it was going to happen in the first game. Oh, and so in most of the games, they had like held balls or like drop balls or like stepping calls and stuff, because the players were like, what's going on? Funny. Like, I didn't mind the fact that they played the music, like they'd play like swish, swish, bish and stuff, like in between things and that. Like, it was quite like good to get it going. But I was like, I think if I was a player, I wouldn't have liked the fact that lights went out.
I don't love the sponsor either.
The soft and gentle super shot.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
What is,
and the soft and gentle super shot of the week is.
Who is soft and gentle?
I think they're kind of like a skincare. Like I'm gonna say like a Johnson or something like that. I could be very wrong, but that's the interpretation that I got.
Yeah.
Oh no. Okay. A little bit too over there, respectfully.
Yeah, I was like, it was good to see, but it definitely made me realize how like advanced we are in Australia. Like I even think in some of the teams, like they have to get like public transport to games and stuff. Like yeah, right. They had to get the train down to Brighton for the like again, it's fine, but it's like, you know, that wouldn't be happening in many other sports, or even like I think the ones where you can drive, there's not enough car parks for like all the players and stuff. So I just think there's a few like little teething issues. But yeah, I think it's just more disappointing the broadcasting stuff, because I think that that was something they made such like a big deal about and were so kind of excited about, that it's kind of disappointing that that hasn't worked out how they wanted. But hopefully it gets better. And yeah, the game itself was like really, really entertaining, and the quality was actually really good. So I thought for the players' sake, they need to try and, yeah, keep making it better.
Yay.
What a lovely...
That was great synopsis.
Thanks.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Nice and fair and unbiased. Love it.
Yeah. Don't want to upset all my English fans.
Well, it sounds like you've got a few over there, so.
Oh, so many.
Okay, we're going to wrap up Netty Chat now, mainly for two reasons. One, Turner's background, which no one will see because this is an audio medium. She's in space. And two, Maddie Proud just said swish, swish, bish, which reminds me of... Katy Perry went to space this week, and we need to talk about the billionaire women that went to space and how ridiculous it is. Turner, the mic is for you.
I've got a few points. One point. If you're in space, why are you looking at your camera at yourself pretty much?
Yep. Yep.
That's one of my points.
Yep.
My second point is the interview that she did talked about when she was talking about STEM, women in STEM. Like, to be honest.
I can't. Okay, guys, for a little bit of context, if
you... I haven't seen this.
Okay.
What?
I knew they were going to space. I didn't realize it had happened yet. I was listening to a podcast where it was talking about them going, and I got all the facts about them going. I didn't realize they've gone.
Wait, can I go to my third point?
Yes, go.
Why is Katy Perry holding a flower?
And then her daughter's name is Daisy, and it was a date.
Yeah, I know, but like...
Oh. I'm so sorry.
You're holding it the entire time. Again, you're in space. Appreciate the space part. And then you land, you get out of the capsule. You're still holding this flower. Then you kiss the ground.
You're in space for 11 minutes, babe.
Yeah, like there was just so many parts. And also you're not an astronaut.
Okay. We need to just like, for people who don't know or people who might like be busy.
Read up on it.
Billionaire women went to space. Right?
It was giving like the submarine thing.
Yes, it's giving submarine without the tragedy. And for the longest time, I've been trying to figure out why, but it's literally just because I think, like, they were trying to, I think, make it a big feminist thing. But it was just like billionaires who jumped on this ship and probably...
And it was a real mixture, wasn't it? Weren't there like a few like really like humanitarians, and there was a few like really high up like actual women in STEM, weren't there? When I heard the list, I was like...
only two people I knew about was Katy Perry and Gayle King, which is Oprah's quote-unquote friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there wasn't the whole thing as well about how they were talking about like getting glam and stuff. So it's like, you've kind of ruined the feminist side of it, because now you're talking about getting glam. Okay. I've got the gist now.
The interview that Turner was talking about, I can't believe you haven't seen this, Pratty. It's actually a hard watch. And they're like talking to Katy, and they're like, Katy, you're hurting me. Like, Katy, like, what are you looking forward to? And she's like, I'm really looking forward to the STEM of it all, and you know, the physics,
the science, technology,
and the science and the math. Like, I'm looking forward to knowing about the math. And like,
can STEM be used in that sort of sentence? Like,
And then she goes to say, I've always loved astrology, and the stars.
And, yeah, she's like, astrology and astronomy. And I'm like, girl, being an Aries doesn't make you an astronaut. Like, no. It was...
You're not going to see Mercury in retrograde from space.
You actually think it's a skit. And I'm like, God bless. And then, yeah, she comes back down, and have you seen the one, Turner, where they interview her afterwards and they go, how do you feel? And she goes, I just believe in love.
Yes.
Love is so powerful. Love is almighty. And you're like...
Where's Orlando?
Wild. And then they've got them in some like interview forum, and they're like, you're astronauts. And they're all traumatic, nodding their heads like, yeah, we're astronauts. We're widowy astronauts.
I heard something, someone asking this and I didn't know the answer. Like, were they paid? Did they pay, or was it free? Do you know what I mean? Like, they paid to go. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And Katy was promoting her tour and stuff, and it's a little bit like, was this just a big promotional thing? It's very a lot of people have... it's got a touch of the moon landings about it. A lot of people are like, this is fake.
Well, fair enough, because they weren't even looking at this. They weren't looking at the camera.
She was literally like weirdly posing into the camera. It was so crazy.
Oh my god! Okay, I've got some homework to do post episode.
Okay, but really question for both of you though: if you're offered you can go into space like they did, but like, let's pretend the money's not a problem. They're just like, look, we can send you into space. You don't have to do any of the training or blah, blah, blah. Mm. Do the bare minimum what they did.
It was only 2 days.
And it's like the same trip, the 11 minutes or whatever. Are you taking it?
Why wouldn't I?
I knew you'd say that.
I'm not.
I'm not either. I knew you'd say that, Turner.
Like, why are
don't
you?
I?
You just
said because I
free.
Could die. Because
I could die.
Yeah, but they didn't.
Yeah, but
that's they've only had like 32 trips in that spacecraft. It's only gone 32 times. I don't like. Oh, I don't want to be the one in 33. Okay.
Would you go longer? Would you go if they were like you'd be there for a week?
That doesn't make any sense.
Why?
Why is it safer?
I didn't say it's safer. I said, would
no,
you?
No, she's asking you. She's asking you if you would do it for a week.
Yeah, if you, if they offered it for a week and still got to do bare minimum and like, all right, let's throw in a real astronaut up there with you. While we're
done. So
I think I would like, I would consider it. Like, I'm about the 11 minute one. I think I would consider it. I think I would have to be sure it was safe. I'd have to be going with people I love.
The submarine
died together.
The submarine people.
That's true.
Yeah, but they didn't. They weren't in pain.
Yeah, but they're still dead.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know.
That's like, the quote of the day, but they weren't in pain. But also, Maddie, how do you know they weren't in pain? You haven't spoken to them.
That is like,
yeah,
I don't die in pain.
They would have known they died. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my god,
that's a deep point. That
all right, would you rather have died on the submarine or in space?
Space. The ocean freaks me out.
Space. I agree. I don't want sharks gnawing at my body.
But again, Maddie, you wouldn't know pain. You'd be dead. So
yeah, but if I'm having a place to spread my ashes, it's space.
Spread it all over the universe. Okay. Oh, that's brilliant. Well, that is brilliant.
Speaking of celebs, wow, look at me with these like.
Transition.
The segues.
Segues is what I'm looking for. Coachella.
Transition, sorry, that's Prouty.
Coachella. Wild.
I don't get the
crazy.
I don't get the crowd. Hype.
I don't get the crowd like just being like meh.
Yeah.
Mellow.
Have you seen the guy that has sent up his tent and he's like, I'm setting up a vintage. Have you seen this guy? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. Yes, and he puts like the cactus in the corner and stuff,
yes,
like that.
Oh my god,
in his
Turner.
Tent.
He sets up a tent like he's at the World Quidditch Cup. And he's like,
I write that.
This is my inflate. Like this, he's like, and I needed to bring a little piece of home. And I'm like, oh, what's he putting in there? And he's got like a little cactus, and he's got like he's got like a big fancy like indie suitcase, and he's got like a things to put,
yes,
on the desk, and he's got, and it's just the most outrageous thing, and he keeps using the word vintage, but Prouty has,
and it's like knickknacks, he brought like, yeah, knickknacks and stuff from home, like just be like decorate the place,
but like 6 kilos, and it's like, it's,
oh, not, yeah, that's, yeah, not,
but Prouty
has, his room's nicer than my room at home.
Have, sorry, you seen the version of people using that sound but like putting it over the top of like their absolute trash setups at like English festivals in,
no,
the pod? And
I haven't. That's
so funny. It's so funny. But yeah, nothing about that makes me want to go.
No.
No.
I'm like, I'm kind of confused by like the demographic, because like wasn't Stormy, like Kylie Jenner's daughter, there watching like Travis Scott, and then it's like, oh, but then it's like quite hardcore. Like, I don't know. I kind of get, I'm like, is it for families or is it for like,
yeah, I
the
don't,
hardcore teenagers?
It's millions.
It's for the influencers. I like watching the outfits.
Yeah, I saw someone do like a video. I think it was one of the Love Island couples, and they were saying that they like missed half the day because like they couldn't get in, they couldn't find like the entrance and stuff. And I'm thinking, what? Like, how hard is it to find an entrance? But it must be like that chaotic that they were like, yeah, literally missed like most of the shows.
I just can't believe how much some of the stuff is. Like, it was one of the like safari tents. They're $10,000 US a night.
Yeah, yeah.
Or for the time.
Oh my god.
Something like that. Yeah. Like, crazy. Like, yeah, we did it last year. We've done it this year. I'm like, what?
How do you just must save all year for it?
I have to say, Gaga's set was insane.
She was amazing. She was. And like the thing is, though, like you would go like for the amount of like act, the amount of like acts that they have and the caliber of talent. I think it wasn't like T-Pain there. I was like, I would have gone just for T-Pain for the throwback.
He's unreal. He's little 12.
Shady had them apple bottom jeans.
Missy Elliott.
Would have been so good. Do you know like a couple that I like after like I weirdly am like really all here for, and I for some reason just love them and I don't know why, is Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet.
Oh no.
That's what my TikTok of Coachella is. It's like those two.
I know.
I don't know why. I'm not on that.
They, you know what? They looked wholesome there, but I don't, I just still like really struggle to buy it. Like, have you seen all those memes where it's like, what is Timothy talking to her kids about? He is like 12 himself. Like, it's.
And that's the part of, that's why I think I'm so intrigued by their relationship, is that like you get this one side of Kylie where it's like her and him, like all lovey dovey there. And then it's like all it is like at home with their two kids and stuff. And I'm thinking, yeah, are the four of them all hanging out? Like, I don't really see that. Or is it like two double lives of like when they're together? But I was like, it's been going on for longer than I thought. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I thought if it was just a little like flash romance, it would have been done by now. But I'm like, it's quite a commitment.
It really is. It's an interesting one, because I would have thought they'd been done and dusted by now.
Damn. I also really love the Kid Laroi and Tate McRae. They're, I'm here for them too. Are they on your TikTok?
She's in hot water.
Why? What'd she do?
Yeah, for reasons I don't really know. No, she's doing a collab with, is it Morgan Wallen?
Oh, yeah, and he's in hot water because he walked off SNL.
Oh, I think there's more reasons. Like, I think it's a political.
DB? Isn't it DB?
Is it DV or is it more, is it a
political? Oh, I don't know.
Well, he's done heaps of things. He's thrown chairs at people. The most recent thing was that all this stuff came out about him being on Saturday Night Live, and he like left like while they were doing like the exit song, and he just like walks off, and then everyone.
Right, is it Morgan Wallen? Am I?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, sorry. Well, that's who I was thinking of if there's controversy, because he's been quite a polarizing character. But I didn't know there was anything between him and Tate. allegedly.
But also, funny. And Crowdy, you may be across this now that you're in the UK, but Turner, are you across the JoJo
path? Yeah, JoJo Big Brother.
Can you feel Proudy in?
Feel me in. She's gone to Big Brother. In the UK, a celebrity Big Brother. Anyway, she's obviously got the Aussie girlfriend. And she's gone in. Anyway, end up being quite close to, what's his name? Chris.
Some Chris guy. Love Island, yeah. I think.
She's 21.
Oh, Chris from Love Island. I know him, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, they're quite, like, coupley without being coupley, but, like, everyone's like, the limit has been pushed. This is
right. Chris with, like, the big hair.
I don't know him.
I don't think he has big hair.
I'm going to have to look it up if it's the same Chris that I'm
thinking. And once you look it up, it's going to be like coming on your feet all the time now.
Did you see that thing she said the other day?
Which one?
She like was like kind of coming out again about her sexuality, but also like she didn't know if she was non-binary but people were saying that like she told him he was bi and all this stuff. And everyone's like, this is crazy, because they are like fully coupled up in this show. And she's got her girlfriend back home.
Like, they cuddle and stuff at night.
And the first, did you see about all the drama with the Mickey Rourke situation, Proudy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this is the other Chris. Sorry, this is like the OG Chris from Chris and Kem from Love Island. Oh my God, I loved him. I thought, so he's not with Olivia anymore. Sorry. Okay, that's a different Chris. Wow, I did not see that. Yeah, okay, sorry.
People were like, Initially, he was, like, coming to her aid and being, like, a good friend initially when, like, Mickey Rourke was, like, being homophobic and whatever. And then Mickey Rourke got kicked out. And then now they're just rubbing each other's backs and hands, getting high, and they're just hugging. It's, like, full on, you're watching. It's
come on, Maddie, you're in the UK. You can watch this
that
live.
That is so – yeah, I know. Rowdy, I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to have to – BRB turning Big Brother on. So shook by this. I just would never have picked these two together, because I've watched this season of Love Island with Chris on it, like, religiously. And that I wouldn't have put them together.
Yeah, and I didn't care about this at all, but just so much drama has come out of it that it's everywhere on TikTok, and I'm like, oh my God, this is tea.
Yeah.
Hot tea.
She's on the mum talk, that's why.
Heavily, heavily. I need to pack my hospital bag. Some people take more to the hospital than I do on like a 3-week holiday. I'm like, why do we need like 12 pairs of clothes? I'm like, I'm a bit... Oh, yeah, I'm putting off the hospital bag packing, because I'm just like, and then they also say you could labor for like 10 hours at home. I'm like, wouldn't I just pack my bag then? Like, I don't know. I'm still learning.
Okay, gang, it's that lovely time of the pod where we do our gains, goals, and obstructions. And we haven't prepared for this, so this will be fun. Can't wait for us to think on the spot, because we're very good at that. Okay, Turner, you want to start us off because you had an obstruction.
Yeah, my abduction was like traumatizing.
I know what it is.
Yeah, it was a couple of weeks ago, and exposure therapy does not work. I'm petrified of spiders at the best of times, but like this one, like this encounter, like I, Sarah's scarred, I'm scarred. Anyway, I've gone to pack the car to go to the airport. And so I thought I'd be really nice and start putting the suitcases out, putting them in my car. Anyway, I've gone to like unlock my boot, and like, you know, you push the button, like you put your hand on, you push the button to push it. Anyway, I've gone to open the boot, push the button, and so like something has grabbed me, bit my finger, and I just saw something scatter off. I've like gone full hot flush, like hot flush, and have ran inside because I don't know what's just happened. And I'm bleeding, I'm shaking, I'm telling the girls what's happened. And I'm like, I think it was a spider. Like, it was massive.
You were like bleeding, yeah, wow.
And then Sarah, like, I was like, no, like that can't have happened. Like, that's so, like, no. And I'm like, I don't know, guys. Anyway, Ellie goes back into the car, like, she opens it. She's like, no, I think it's all fine. And I'm like, we're packing it, and we've gone inside. I'm like, oh my God, what's gone in the car now? Because we just left the car open. Anyway, I'm still like hot and bothered, like full sweaty, heart rate high. Anyway, Ali's gone like, I'll check like the holes, like where the cameras are. You know how like you have the boot button and there's like a couple of holes where the sensors are? Anyway, she's looked into like one with her like light, has screamed and gone, that's fucked pretty much. And then Sarah's had a look. She's also gone, what the hell? That is the biggest thing I've ever seen. Again, not helping me. Like I'm already like anxious wreck. Sweating, two neighbors on the street, the dog groomer's parking the car, like our neighbor with babies like across the road, and like, what's going on sort of thing. Anyway, I'm like, Ali's like, get the spray. So I've like ran inside to get the spray, and Ali's dropped, like I said, shut the boot so it didn't go inside, but she sprayed probably half a can on this thing. It has come out, and it is the biggest spider I've ever seen in my life, like ginormous huntsman with that, I think they must have been pregnant because it had the biggest stomach. And even our neighbor across the road, who's a cop, so I feel like
he's protected. Not a cop.
Yeah, but like it's the drama, Maddie. And he goes,
don't ruin our story.
It's the biggest one he's ever seen as well. The dog groomer agrees. Oh, like honestly, like disgusting. Like I was, my heart rate was over like 80 for like the next 4 hours, and I could have cried on the dime. Like it was awful.
So, and so it actually bit you though and made you bleed. Like, but yes. Huntsmen's are they poisonous or not?
No. But still, it.
Thank God. No, sorry. I was more like, I was genuinely concerned for you.
But now Sarah and I can't open my boot without checking.
Yeah, that's traumatizing, Matt.
The best part was I got a video from that neighbor because it's the guy I work with. It's like, good to see they're dealing with it well. Murder is so far away from the car, and Ali's spraying it. It's so funny.
Can we? And Sarah's crying. I was crying. Sarah's screaming. Ali's screaming.
Maybe we can put the video on Insta.
People will also agree that it was massive.
So yeah, because he got up. He's a videographer. He got up close and personal to it. So yeah, it's quite funny.
He's got a full doco of it.
Literally,
yeah, you can post that one because I just feel like people need to understand how big it was, and I'm petrified at the best of times.
Yeah,
so that was my abduction. Sorry, that was long.
That was a great one. I've been waiting for you to say. Proud of your abduction.
Surely the man.
Oh, I feel like I'm just going to have to go with, yeah, good old obnoxious mansplaining from the birth class.
Yep. My abduction will also somewhat be my gain. It is the drama that's unfolding at the West Tigers.
Yes. Oh my God.
I know. I literally could have done this whole podcast on it. For the obstruction part of it, I'll just say, damn, we're going well. I hope this doesn't interrupt our season. But to jump to the gain, I'm absolutely all about it, and I'm obsessed with it, and I love it. And claws are out. I'm loving it.
So they've fully dropped him. They've dropped him now. They just said, no, don't play for us anymore.
No. They dropped him this week to Jersey Flag. Like the team below.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry. Yeah.
But he's still like in the team and whatever, blah, blah, blah. So for long story short, guys, it's about Lachlan Galvin, who has just come out and been like, oh, I don't want to be here anymore by the end of 2026. But like, it's just weird time to come out. Controversial manager.
I just always hate that they do that mid-season. Yeah.
He didn't have to. That's the thing. It's just mind games.
Yeah.
The managers are renowned, like people hate him. And So yeah, and then he come out and like disrespected Benji. There's all these stories, blah 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 blah. So they put him in reserve grade, and we can just keep him there really until he flies away.
Love that.
But I'm just loving the putting the foot down. The captain's like stepping up. We've got these leaders that have come into the team, and they're like, "Not on my watch, not today, Satan." So loving it. That's my gain as well. So
play, play Tigers.
Should I go to my game then? Yep. Should we just keep going with the games?
I'm segueing like a bitch tonight. So yeah,
you are.
My gain probably just like Hang Sun with little tea Easter, just like wholesomeness. He was just so excited to eat the eggs.
So sweet.
He had like the biggest egg he'd ever seen, and he was like, "That's the one I want to eat." And so he was just covered in chocolate, and he like sat himself in the corner of the playground to eat it by himself because he was just so like locked in on this like egg, and it was just really cute. So yeah, that was fun.
He's so cute.
So cute. Okay, proud of your game.
My game is this weekend. Kelly and Campbell are coming down again, and Gia and Jeremy, friends from Adelaide, are also coming down. So like everyone was just like Easter, not doing anything. The ones that live in London, so they're coming to spend the weekend, watch some cricket, and just hang out. So nice to have some friends around this weekend.
Hi, girls. Miss you, girls. My goal. What is my goal? My goal. Having a little drinky drink tomorrow, and honestly haven't touched alcohol in a couple months, so that'll be an interesting experience, and I'd love to not overdo it because I have to work at the Easter show on Sunday and meet him. So my
goal, send us updates please.
My goal is to just maintain maturity and integrity.
Hashtag maintain maturity. I like it.
Ready?
My goal, I can't even think, but look, getting over my fear of opening my boot would be quite handy because it's quite hard at the moment.
Honestly, I'm with you because I once had a spider on my the driver's side, the window, and then for weeks I had to get into that side of the car through the passenger door.
Yes, yeah, I understand it.
Yeah, I get you. I'm with you. Me and your father talked like, about this in a deep conversation last week.
I know rationally, I'm like, my rational brain's like, this happened once in your life, it's not going to happen again, but I'm like, but what if it does? But what if it does?
What if it does? What if it does?
Proudy, you're
right. My goal, a boring one, just get it more organized. I will hopefully next time I speak, I would have packed my hospital bag.
Yeah, can you make a TikTok? I feel like that will give you motivation.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Okay. I need to get the physical bag first. I suppose I don't have a bag to put it into, so that's sort of hindering the issue. So buy hospital bag, then pack hospital bag and make TikTok about hospital bag.
It is crazy. That's my goal. Any week now you can be like, we can't, this could be the last podcast you do before you have a baby.
We've got the bear there. Or we'll just do it mid-labor.
We would be out if that happens. Okay, Proudy, please finish this off today while Zoom is telling me there's less than a minute to go.
Perfect podcast don't exist.